Happy Christmas, everybody. You're very welcome at this service, as are the people who are joining us online. We welcome Peter, our superintendent minister, and it's very good to have him leading our worship this morning. So thank you, Peter. And thank you to the orchestra in advance.
Well, lots of happy smiling faces. It must be Christmas. Some jumpers. Snowmen. Reindeer. Another reindeer. Festive Nordic styly. An orchestra. Yeah, oh, I think so. Yes, absolutely. It's always good to clap them behind. We thank you for bringing your gifts to us today. We've even got an elf. My question is, of course, is it a good elf or a naughty elf? Well, this remains to be seen. It's lovely to gather with you wherever you are, those who join us on Zoom as well as those who are here in church. Here at Wesley Memorial Oxford, we celebrate many times and many things. But today we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to sing our first carol. I think the words will appear on the screen. Oh! Do you know, that moment in a birthday where you've got all the cake ready, you've got the candles in, and then somebody brings the cake in without having lit the candles. That's me today. John and Mary are going to share with us our Advent, and then we'll sing. Thank you both.
Our Advent candles have been lit.
We've not practiced this.
No, as you might guess.
It's Christmas, and Jesus, the Christ child, Emmanuel, is born amongst us, born for us on this very special day. Born for you and me, Emmanuel.
God is with us.
Born for people who are different from us, Emmanuel.
God is with us.
Born for the world, Emmanuel.
God is with us.
Born for the marginalized, Emmanuel.
God is with us. Our Advent candles have been lit, and on this Christmas day, we light our central candle to welcome Jesus, who is the light of the world.
The birthday candle is lit. Nobody is to blow it out yet, because we're going to sing our first carol for today.
Thank you.
Let us pray. The grace of God has dawned upon the world with healing for all people. For the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And that light has dawned upon us, dwellers in a land as dark as death. For a boy has been born for us, a son given to us. God is love. And his love was disclosed to us in this, that he sent his only son into the world to bring us life. For we know how generous our Lord Jesus Christ has been. He was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. God has spoken to us in the Son, whom he has made heir to the whole universe. And in this the Word became flesh. He came to dwell among us, and we saw his glory such as befits the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Jesus, Saviour of the world, come to us in your mercy. Come to us on this Christmas day and every day, for we look to you to save and help us. By your cross and your life laid down, you set your people free. And we look to you to save and help us. When they were ready to perish, you saved your disciples. We look to you to come to our help. In the greatness of your mercy, loose us from our chains and forgive the sins of all your people. Make yourself known as our Saviour and mighty Deliverer. Save and help us that we may praise you. Come now and dwell with us in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, in our world, Lord Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer. And be with us always. And when you come into your glory, make us to be one with you and to share the life of your kingdom. Amen. I think we'll sing again, and then we'll have a bit of Bible reading and some reflection. It is Christmas after all. Possibly one of the jolliest of our hymns found in the hymn book. Certainly of traditional. Come and join the celebration. This is the perfect one for those of you who've got them. If you haven't got some bells and you'd like some, if you've got two lots attached to your ankle, you'll have to get up and join in or wiggle as you are doing now. I think we have permission from the orchestra to bell during this one. Yes, we can jingle bell during this next carol. We sing together. Come and join the celebration. Yes, let's ring our bells. Can we hear the bells, please? Thank you. There's a time for belling and a time for knotting. Now is the time for knotting. I will tell you when it's a time for belling. But it's Christmas, so actually, do we like it? No. Bells, of course, became a tradition of the churches ringing out the good news, not just on Christmas, but every Sunday. We don't have any bells here. But we've got a pointy thing, a steeple. So I think the next plan, Derek. We've just finished. If you've not seen it, because I know some of you are visiting, perhaps it's the first time you've been able to come back to Wellesley Morley at Christmas. You're visiting family and friends and so on. Two, because of the pandemic and all that stuff. Have a look at our new corridor. Our new His Heritage Atrium. No, it's just the most wonderful thing. And Alison's here, who was with Derek and many others, absolutely behind and through all of this. So take the opportunity before you go, even if it means going out through that door and that way, you can get out that way as well, to have a look at that wondrous thing. We're grateful for all the gifts that made that possible as we think about the delights of today. The Bible is a book of stories, lots of other things too, narratives and history and so on, but it is a book of stories, and we're going to hear from Simeon now, who's going to share us part of that story. Yes, we're very happy to see Simeon here. Time for bells, yeah. It's nice to bring supporters with you. It's always good.
That busy angel, Gabriel, had one more Christmas job to do. He had to tell somebody that the baby Jesus had been born. He could have told a powerful somebody, like the king. He could have told a religious somebody, like the high priest. Or he could have told a wealthy somebody, like the richest man in Bethlehem. But instead, he told the shepherds, plain and ordinary somebodies, somebodies like you and me. They were watching their sheep out on a hillside. It was late, it was dark, and some of them just wanted to drop off to sleep. And that's when Gabriel appeared, bright and shiny, glowing and gold, just as he had appeared to Mary and to Zechariah. "Don't be afraid," he said to the shepherds, and he smiled when he realized how silly that sounded. Of course they were afraid. Who wouldn't be? They had never seen an angel before, and so they were trembling and shaking, just like frightened sheep. "I have good news for you," Gabriel explained. "God has sent someone very special to bring joy to this dark world. And tonight, that someone has been born, not far from here, in Bethlehem. Go and you'll find him, a baby bundled up tight and lying in a manger." And then, suddenly, Gabriel was not alone. The angels that joined him looked like sheep at first, bright against the dark sky, reflections of the beasts on the hill below. But as the shepherds watched, the angels spread their wings and began to sing, "Glory to God in heaven, and peace to all on earth." And when they had finished, they disappeared, leaving the shepherds alone. It took no time at all. The shepherds leaped to their feet and went to Bethlehem. There they found Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger. And when they described what they had seen to the innkeeper and his wife and everyone else who would listen, everyone wondered and was amazed. Everyone but Mary, that is, who nodded and smiled as if she'd expected just this sort of thing to happen. Then singing and laughing, the shepherds went back to the hills. But they kept their eyes trained on the sky, just in case another bright flock of angels should appear.
You know that point, thank you, Simeon, for sharing with us. You know that point in a service when you think, right, great idea. What we'll do is we'll give bells out to everybody. And then as you go along, you think there are some people you shouldn't really give bells to, like naughty elves, for example. So this is not one for the bells. This is a knotting, okay? Knotting, not belling. Because we're going to sing together Away in a Manger. I am always, at least in one sense, 1 year behind the rest of you when it comes to Christmas. I'll best explain a little. Each year, for years and years and years, my mother, of blessed memory, she died 10 years ago. This is the 10th Christmas we have without her, in that sense. But she always used to, initially she used to make my brother and I, she would knit Christmas jumpers. And every Christmas we would receive as part of our Christmas gifts a jumper. Now, to be fair, that's wonderful, isn't it? A loving thing to do. The only slight challenge was that my mother was a hopeless knit. And so the Christmas jumpers were always a little bit weird. Later in life, when she became unable to knit, she would buy us a Christmas jumper. And since she's died, my daughters have taken on the mantle. But it does mean that I don't get my Christmas because I'm a minister. You know, presents and stuff, we have to wait in the day for a bit of those, you know, later on. Some of you may have already got all your presents open. Has anyone opened a present yet already? Yeah. Perhaps you've not opened all your presents. You might be going for a present fest after lunch. Of course, the other possibility. Oh, have you bought presents? Oh, let's have a look. I'll get back to my jumpers in a minute. I've got a bag of interest here. What have you got? Heaven's above. Are they your mum and... No, they're not your mum and dad images, are they? No. Okay, so we've got a one of those, which is plainly, a definitely one of those. What is it? Oh, it's a pear. Hang on, it's not a pear, because that's different to that one. How can that be a pear? Please yourselves, I'm trying my best here. And that is obviously one of these. So he's got one of those and you've got one of these. Fantastic. Oh, bless you. Well, come, just pop it there a minute. You can stay down there and show me in a sec. So you've got a strawberry?
Yes.
Okay. Pear and a strawberry. Nice. I know the parents. What are they buying for children these days? It's fantastic. It's what they ask for. Well, be careful what you ask for because you might get a pair of strawberries. Boys, they look fantastic. I hope they'll go in a collection. So what have you guys got? Now then, oh, heavens to Betsy. What have we got here? This is a truck, definitely. Oh, and you've got little cars to go with as well. There's another one in the truck there. Oh, yes, it is. I can see it hiding there. Do you like vehicles and trucks and things? Fantastic. We may well have to cancel the rest of the service because I need to play with this for a few minutes. This looks like one of those things that all... Yeah, look. Oh, that's brilliant. That should keep... And there's no batteries. Fantastic. That should keep you going for some days. Brilliant. We're happy when you got that open today. Well, you look happy now, so that's good. And what have you got?
A Lego van.
A Lego van.
It's a police van.
It is a police van. Any police in this morning? One of your vans is here. Yeah. Why is it in a plastic bag?
Because I don't want to break it.
Because you don't want to break it, so you're going to keep it in a plastic bag. Will you take it out to play with it?
Yeah.
Bit, yeah. Very good. And you won't lose any bits that way as well.
No.
Wonderful present. I'd quite like one of those as well. What have you got? Another present. Fantastic. Oh, certainly does. Let me. Oh, you like that, don't you? Yes, I can tell. Right, here it is. This is a... I had a nun that did this one. It's not a real nun. But one Christmas, I was given a boxing nun. And I gave it to a friend of mine who said, I don't suppose you've got a boxing nun. I said, as it happens... But this is not a nun, it's a boxing dinosaur?
It's a dinosaur pen.
What?
It's a pen too, yes.
Fat. God, the things they do these days, it's a pen! So it's actually, you can do writing, can you?
Yeah.
So you'll be able to do writing with that pen, and when you're bored of writing, you can have a little box. Fantastic. What a great present. Who bought you that? Santa. Was it? He does that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Better going back. Now, of course, there you see is a perfect example of the perfect present. It is one that is both entertaining and educational. I've got a bag. I got given this bag a few years ago. My daughter, my eldest, is 18 soon. I'll come back to that in a minute. She makes these raggy bags that she makes out of old bits of stuff. And this is the most Christmassy she had a few years. Not very Christmassy, I'll grant you. But in it, maybe I can ask Simeon, there's a little something for each of the children. Children only. Would you hand them round for me? Or perhaps the naughty elf could do it. As long as the naughty elf doesn't eat all the contents. Sometimes when you get to Christmas, when you're a minister, you get the wonderful joy of going to school nativities and such. So we get the story again and again and again with all kinds of animals and such like. There was a dinosaur this year, which I always think is a good thing to have in a nativity. Donkeys and dinosaurs both begin with D, as a little boy said to me. So it's okay. And when I get to Christmas Day, if there are these little chocolate lollipops left over, kids get them. Here, it's good. And if there are any left after that, I get them. No. Do you know the most important message that the angels gave? Don't worry, it's not a quiz. It's what they call a rhetorical question. I know the answer, but I'm asking you anyway just because it's Christmas. There was the wonder of the good news itself, the joy that is contained within the angel's gift of singing. They gave their voices, their heavenly voices, as you are giving your wonderful gifts of music and you are singing, some of you wonderfully, and others are here too, singing as best they're able. They gave that wonderful gift. But they gave too a word of peace. Do not be afraid, they said. As we heard as Simeon read that wonderful story of the angels coming, were there any left? Sorry. Good news! There's chocolate lollies left. They gave that wonderful gift of peace. They said, do not be afraid. And it seems to me that whatever else any of us need to hear in the way of a gift this Christmas, those words and that truth has to be at the heart of it. Do not be afraid. For we live in a time when yet again there is lots to be afraid of. We've just come out of an extended period of deep fear across the world, and it doesn't seem to have gone away, at least not for the people of China. For there is still great fear there, and loss of life, and questions about the future. We live in a time of turmoil, of war in Europe. Though it has dropped to some extent from our news and takes a kind of tour of its leader to bring it back into the front line of the media, where again people need to hear the word, do not, the words, do not be afraid. I'm wearing last year's gift because I haven't received this year's gift yet. I think this one is actually quite swish. It's got all the key elements of Christmas: Christmas trees, Christmas stockings and baubles. Where would we be at Christmas time without those things? Personally, I could live without them all. But anyway, who knows what this year's Christmas jumper is going to be like? You will have to return, those of you online, those of you here, you'll have to return next Christmas to see what next Christmas jumper is like. For me, the wonder of gifts is that, well, it's kind of in the giving, not the gift. I was delighted, not because I need another Christmas jumper. Heavens, I've been getting them for years. I have a box of Christmas jumpers, some of which will never, ever see the light of day again. They're so awful. But it was that my daughters wanted to take up the job of their grandmother when she died, after she died. So they give me a Christmas jumper. And last year, as I say, was Anna's choice. That's quite... This year, Rosie's choosing, could be awful. But you see, it isn't about the gift. It's about the giving. We all have an opportunity to give gifts. And at a time when perhaps money is tighter than it has been for so many, including many of us here, it's the giving and the giver that matters. And the interaction between the two, it's our presence that matter, not our presence. For those of you into English, you'll understand the difference. They're both the same word in speech, but they mean such different things in our lives. And for some of you, this will be a time when you are giving your presence to family, to friends, perhaps for the first time for a few years because of restrictions or ill health, or whatever it might be that's kept us apart. We are able to be together again. Perhaps it's the presence of those of you who cannot be here or are elsewhere in the world and are joining us on Zoom. And for some of you, perhaps like me, for many of you, you'll be online later today having video calls. Hallelujah for video calls. We can see the people around the world, however sleepy they may be for some, because I'll be calling a few in the middle of the night elsewhere in the world. They'll love that. But it's that sense of presence that matters. And of course, at the heart of the words, "do not be afraid," are Jesus, who by his presence brings about peace. He embodies it. He makes it real in the human experience this Christmas and every Christmas we've known, along with every Christmas jumper we've known and every Christmas to come. That's the presence that matters, your presence and the presence of Jesus. In the midst of our family, our celebration, our time with others, wherever they are, that is the gift of Christmas. And so do not be afraid, for Jesus gives us the gift of his presence. Amen. An offering that we take up at church, I've never liked the word collection, because it sounds like something I should do, or one of the senior stewards, one of the stronger, tougher ones, going around making sure that you pay your due, your collection. Offering, well, that changes it completely. It's something we give out of our sense of wanting to give. God offers us the story of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, his only son, his very presence with us, out of that wanting to give to us. And so as you give your gifts today, as you make your offering in one way or another to the work of the church in this place and in the wider world, we thank you for those gifts, but please give them out of heart above all things. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gifts of Christmas time, for the gift of family and of friends here and around the world, for the gift of music and laughter, for the gifts of joy and celebration, and for the gifts we share with one another by our presence with one another. Accept all these gifts, and accept too the gifts of our hearts and lives. In the name of Christ, amen. We're going to sing another carol, then we're going to pray for others, and then we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I'm just going to change things around just slightly, because I'm like that, not the music in order, don't panic. One of the things I like to do is leave the building, not because I don't like it in church, but at Christmas I think it's just the perfect moment. So I'm going to bless you after the prayers for other people and for ourselves, and then we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and towards the end of that I shall lead you to the streets. We're not going to go far, we'll just go outside and carry on singing, and hopefully the orchestra and our singing won't get too far out of kilter. But for those who can and who would like to join me, we will go and sing the final verse or two of Hark the Herald Angels later in the street, just to bring that good news. Do not be afraid to the community around. But now we're going to sing another challenger for the most joyful and bouncy Christmas carol, Calypso Carol. See him lying on a bed of straw. And this is a ringing. Yeah, there it is. that one. That's wonderful, that is. Let's pray. We think of so many things, some of which I've mentioned, the situation in conflict around the world, those who are struggling with finances and making provision for themselves and for their families. Those in different parts of the world that are still struggling with the question of pandemic. And many other images that will come into our mind's eye as we pray, of family, of friends, of others that we do not know, and yet their images are in our hearts and minds. I think particularly of those who've been shot this morning in Wallasey, a place I worked as a minister and knew well. Think of those who this Christmas will have their Christmas experience shattered by some of the experiences of life. Let us pray. Jesus, may we hear the sounds of the angels singing. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to people on earth. Hear us as we pray. Hear the thoughts of our minds and those things deep in our hearts. Hear us as we pray for a world that needs to hear the words, "Do not be afraid." And having heard the words, "Works for the common good to bring an end to fear." And as we pray for our world, we pray for those for whom Christmas will not be a time of great joy, but of fear. We pray that they may find some hope in the midst of the difficulties of life. We pray for those continuing to bear the pains of conflict. We pray for those carrying the burdens of ill health. We pray for those who are lost, who are rootless, who are homeless, that they may on this day find a welcome and a place to be. Hear the voices of our hearts and minds as we pray for those you have given us, for whom we have a special concern, young or old or in between. We love them and we pray for them. Hear us as we remember those who have died, especially those who have passed at this time of year, when joy is mingled with a little sadness, as we remember them. We pray for the communities of which we are a part, that they may be places of peace, that people may seek the common good in serving one another. We pray for our families and those to whom we are closest of all, as we thank you for the gift of their presence in our lives. We ask you to be with them and us this Christmas and always, as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying, "Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Hark, the herald angels sing. I'm sure that the angels would have had bells. There would have been a special division of angels for bells. Yeah, good news, isn't it? Yeah. The naughty elf will lead us in our bell ringing. But we're going to sing. We'll sing the first verse or so here, and then a little later on I'll go that way. And just feel free to follow me if you wish. Just to say, I have never in all the years of Christmases, I've never been left outside singing on my own. I'll just make that clear now. Thank you for all you have given us in music today. Let's sing. Father, Simeon, bless you. Thank you all. Wonderful. Oh, next year, sorry.